Okay, an easy question to start off with. What is today?
Easter.
Are you sure? Doesn't sound very convincing. What is today?
Easter.
Right, that's better, that's better. Right, so, for the last week, a week ago, we were celebrating another day. Palm Sunday, right. And I wasn't in for the whole of Stephen's service, but he said that he did go right up to Easter Day. So I'm hoping this morning when I ask you what happened between Palm Sunday and Easter Day, you'll be able to tell me. But we've got some pictures to help us. So, any idea what this picture is? How about some of the young people? That includes you, Catherine. Well, we have a donkey. I think that is Jesus riding on the donkey. And people have got palm leaves in their hands and they're cheering and they're singing and they're saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And can you see they've put some cloaks down as well? So, wow, what a change. What a change between Palm Sunday and Good Friday. But hold on, we haven't quite got there yet, have we? Even as Jesus was riding through the streets of Jerusalem and people were cheering and shouting, there were another group of people who were plotting against Jesus. They didn't like what he was doing, they didn't like what he was saying, and they wanted him to be arrested and put to death. And one of these men was Judas, actually one of Jesus' disciples, one of his friends. And he went to the high priest and he said, I'll tell you where Jesus is at a certain time. And in return, they gave him 30 pieces of silver. So there we are. One of his friends betrayed. That's worse, isn't it? If you're going to be betrayed by anyone, to be betrayed by a friend, that is terrible. So moving on, Jesus knew that trouble lay ahead of him and he wanted to have a special last meal with his friends. And there we are. We have a very famous picture there by Leonardo da Vinci. And we can see Jesus in the middle and we can see all the disciples there eating, drinking wine. So eating bread, drinking wine and at that meal, Jesus took. He took the ordinary bread and the wine, and he did something very special. He told the disciples that he'd come from God, and he was going back to God soon. The bread and the wine represented his body and his blood, which he was going to give for all people everywhere. And he told them that to help them remember this, they should continue to share the bread and the wine together in this way. And later on in this service, we're going to do that. So all these years later, we are still doing that in remembrance of what Jesus gave for us. After the meal. So this is on the Thursday, on Maundy Thursday, we call it now. After the meal, Jesus and the disciples went out into the garden. There we are. Right. Oh. And then we can see what happened. The soldiers were told where Jesus was going to be by Judas, and they came to arrest him. That must have been terrifying, mustn't it, for the disciples. Here was their leader, their friend, being arrested, taken away by the Roman soldiers, and locked up. In fact, the disciples were so scared, they didn't stay but with Jesus, they ran away. And then Jesus was brought before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. Only the Romans were allowed to punish people by death. But it seems the governor, Pontius Pilate, didn't really want Jesus to die. So he asked the crowd, the people living in Jerusalem, well, I'm willing to set free one person. Do you want to set free Jesus? Or one of these criminals? and they shouted for the criminal, Barabbas, free Barabbas. And Jesus was therefore condemned to go to the cross to die. So death by crucifixion was a very horrible way to die. And it was usually the way that Romans punished a criminal who had done something really, really seriously wrong. We see Jesus had to carry his cross, great big wooden cross, not like our little cross here, up to the hill outside Jerusalem. And then Jesus was crucified with two criminals. The soldiers, they made fun of him. But there was one of them, one of the centurions. He realized that Jesus wasn't the same as these criminals. He realized that Jesus was someone special. In fact, he realized that this was the Savior, the Son of God. And round the bottom, Jesus' friends gathered, I think at the back of this picture, his mother. Imagine how awful it was for Mary to see her son on the cross. Mary Magdalene, his special friend John. They watched as poor Jesus suffered being hung on that cross until he died. When Jesus was dead, they took his body down, wrapped it up, and put it in a tomb with a huge stone in front of it. Then everybody went home. This was late on Friday. And there was nothing else they could do, was there? This seemed to be the end. So I think just for a few minutes, just let's think what it'd be like for us if we were one of Jesus' friends and we'd been through all that. In the past 3 years up until Jesus' death, he'd been doing some amazing things. Been healing people. He'd been making miracles, baking bread and fish, feed thousands of people. And the stories he was telling, the parables, all those things. I imagine he's a very charismatic character, that people were felt enthused and as though they could do anything as long as Jesus was with them. And now, on this Good Friday, he was gone. That must have been absolutely devastating for them. But we know, don't we? This is not the end of the story. In fact, it's really just the beginning. In fact, if it was the end, we wouldn't be here today. We'd be celebrating Easter. So don't feel too downhearted, because we're coming on to the next bit of the story on Easter Day.